When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This one's for you tonight.
Okay, let's get started.
Katie and Schwartz decide to take this little moment, so Schwartz leads her away to a private little seating area, right?
Yeah, he's like, Bubby, you're smoking hot. You look smoking hot.
Yeah, he sort of did a Jim Carrey in the Mask.
And he got her a little something.
Yeah, so we didn't. I don't even think we said the title of this episode. The title of this episode, which I can't believe it, is Ring on a String. Like, this is such a monumental episode for so many other reasons, but they decided to focus on that aspect
right?
of it. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, he goes, Bubba, I got you something, right? And then he goes, just a little token of my what does he say? Like a little, I don't even know how he frames it, because it's already
right.
in his explanation of it, he should have known this is going to go wrong.
Right.
It's almost like he's saying this is a promise ring.
Or yeah, he's like, I know it's not what you want, like you want a real ring, but
right.
I wanted to give you like basically a token of my love or whatever. And he pulls out the ring on a string. She's immediately upset.
It's less humorous than I remembered, because I sort of remember it as ring on a string. I kind of remember it's like funny, and it's more like about the silliness
like
of
fumbling.
Schwartz or whatever, fumbling, like just a flop, but it's actually sad. It's like 5 seconds where he's putting it around her neck and you don't know how Katie feels. And then she just starts to cry.
Yeah, she's like, this is not really what a girl pushing 30 wants to hear.
And she says, I've never been given, you know, a ring, and I just want the one ring that I would get to be the ring. And then it turns out, I think we learned that Katie has specifically told Schwartz that she does not want a ring until it's the real thing, and he just completely forgot. So that makes it so much worse.
Well, it's so dumb. It's like, if he would have gotten her a regular necklace or a bracelet or just any other piece of jewelry, she would have loved it.
But why would you give just a random piece of jewelry at another person's wedding to show your seriousness?
The fact that any of this was at a wedding is insane.
Yeah, like, first of all, you don't do any of your own personal landmarks at someone else's occasion. Sheena will obviously overstep her boundary at James's engagement party at some point, but it's just a rule, and it's 100% social rule that I agree with. You don't make a big announcement at someone else's thing.
Yeah.
And so this is towing the line of taking the shine, but because it doesn't mean anything to him, it just is like a promise ring. He thinks it's okay to do this at this occasion,
right.
And then Katie has the worst reaction that he could ever imagine. It makes her cry, it makes her question the relationship, and she's sad for like an hour of this wedding.
He doesn't really say much.
No, I think he's stunned. I think he's stunned that something he thought would be a beautiful poetic gesture had the exact opposite effect, and he's probably in his mind playing all the reasons why that's bad in real time.
Yeah.
And then he just, for the rest of the night, he just gets drunk as hell.
Yeah. In his confessional, he says he has commitment issues. Which I'm like, well, he should have commitment issues. Their relationship has big problems.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, Katie is full steam ahead and would have married him like in season one, potentially, despite all of the flaws in their relationship. And like you said, a lot of the things that they deal with on a daily basis, like fighting and screaming and his cheating, are all things that are why he's wary
right.
of committing. So he is being, he is having foresight a little bit.
Yeah.
But I do want to give credit for Katie instantly coining ring on a string the yeah. minute that it's brought up. She goes, ring on a string. He goes, it's not a string. It's a gold necklace. And she goes, I don't want a ring on a string.
I know. Is that like a thing or did she make that up?
I think she just made it up. I mean, I think ring on a string just sounded perfect.
Yeah.
And she didn't know it was a necklace. It would be funny if it was a string.
Right. Yeah. He says it's rose gold. So I'm sure it still cost him like a decent amount considering he's basically unemployed. So I'm sure he was like, God damn it. What a waste.
Yeah. What a waste. What a waste was definitely 10% of what he was
thinking.
Do you
think she still has it?
I don't know. I might have like been burned at some point. This is the titular thing that happened. So yeah. I do want to just focus on it for a second. It's such a big moment. Why did he put the ring on a string so that it wouldn't be on her finger? It'd be around her neck. It wasn't like, and then when I propose to you,
right.
that ring becomes the ring that you wear.
It's
just like, I want a ring to do a weird thing on you that it doesn't normally do. So it separates the distance between an engagement
right.
ring.
Because it would be extra weird to give her a ring that's like a promise ring
right.
that's not an engagement ring, which is why he should have just gotten her a necklace.
So, right. That's exactly what it was. It's like, I'm not going to give her a ring because she'll think I'm proposing. So I'm going to give her a ring, but I'm going to put it in an impractical thing that makes it not what it's supposed to do.
Why didn't the jeweler stop him?
I there are so many questions about it. I just want to say, to end this conversation, you know who else had a ring on a string?
Yeah.
Frodo. From Lord of the Rings.
Wow.
So I don't know if this is also like he was thinking full blown Lord of the Rings brain. Frodo had a ring on a string that
he
keeps around.
You know who else had one?
Can I guess? Just give me one guess. Walter Matthau.
Something I bring up all the time. Brought her up last time.
Sex and the City?
Yep.
This one's for you tonight.
Sorry about that. Amy and I had to stop talking because we heard Rumpy Pumpy going around the shed, and we knew Lisa would be following him. If you want to keep listening to this episode, you can subscribe to our Patreon, and you'll get a Vanderpump Rules recap episode from the very beginning every single week. Plus, you can become a member of the Tipsy Turtle Club, where Amy and I make the most famous cocktails in Bravo history. So please, if you like what you listen to here, subscribe and become a Villa Rosa VIP, where you can feel like a cherished guest at Villa Rosa. We love you so much. So if you love us.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Subscribe on Patreon.